And as we do at this time each Monday morning, check in with Adrian Woodland, way across from the other side of the state in East Michigan. And Adrian, checking in from Dearborn. Good morning, Ms. Woodland. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Dan.
Good to have you on, and good to be back after a week away. But you are here to update us on gas prices, as you do each Monday morning, and we certainly appreciate that. And as far as our average gas price across the state, Adrian, what are we looking at today?
The state average, let me correct that.
It's Monday. That's okay.
$3.39 a gallon for regular unleaded. That's up about 9 cents compared to this time last week. And in the Grand Rapids, Muskegon, and Holland area, you guys are actually the highest metro area in the state at $3.41 a gallon for regular unleaded, which is up 17 cents compared to this time last week.
As Adrian mentioned, gas prices up compared to last week, and drivers paying, it looks like, about an average of $50 for a full 15-gallon tank of gas. Now, Adrian, I understand the gas demand recently has risen, and it kind of seems like, at least from what I know, you know a whole lot more than I do, but on this topic, but gas demand typically goes up right around holidays and that type of thing, and summer travel. But why is demand up so much right here in smack dab in the middle of almost February?
Well, you know, one of the speculations is the fact that particularly in certain parts of the country, like the Midwest, we've had a milder than normal winter.
Right.
So, you know, it's definitely, you know, I didn't expect to see the snow yesterday if I wasn't watching the forecast. And so we did get some snow here in southeast Michigan yesterday. But it's been very mild, you know, compared to what we're seeing. So that, you know, is one of the reasons they're speculating.
Adrian Woodland, she's the spokesperson for AAA of the Auto Club Group, again, based out of Dearborn, Michigan, our Monday morning gas prices update. And boy, Adrian, if the increase in demand continues, I would imagine that price will continue to go up at the pump.
Yeah, if demand continues to remain robust, we could see these prices, you know, continue to increase through the rest of this week.
And looks like looking ahead here, as far as fairly mild weather, I guess these mild temperatures will continue, and possibly these gas prices will increase throughout the week. But as we go out and about, Adrian, along with reporting on gas prices, I know typically you've got some great tips for us to save on gasoline. And when you're traveling, how do I find gas prices as I travel and to my ultimate destination?
You can use AAA's free mobile app, or you can go to gasprices.AAA.com, and it can help you find the lowest gas prices, you know, around your neighborhood, around the state, and even across the country. And it's a great tool to use, you know, if you are hitting the roadway to travel.
Adrian, I think this is something that people may forget from time to time, too, but if you're looking to save in any way, why should I pay cash versus credit card at the pump?
Well, some retailers charge you extra per gallon for customers who pay with a credit card. So you may want to consider paying cash, particularly if you're filling up at one of the retailers that do charge more if you use a credit card.
Also, a reminder, too, that my wife always kind of shakes her finger at me. Now, don't brake so quickly. Don't accelerate so quickly. But she's got a point, right? If you drive conservatively, you'll save on gasoline.
Yes. Aggressive acceleration and speeding reduces your fuel economy. So if you drive more conservative, you could definitely increase your fuel economy for your vehicle.
Also, a little bonus for AAA members. You've got a Shell's Fuel Rewards program. How do I save in that area?
Yes. So AAA members who enroll in Shell's Fuel Rewards program can save 5 cents per gallon when they fill up at Shell.
Adrian Woodland with AAA Auto Club Group, our gas price update for a Monday morning. Adrian, before I let you go, I'm going to ask you to pull out that AAA crystal ball. And as we look ahead here, I know that's ridiculous to ask you this, but any indication where gas prices might go in the next couple of weeks?
You know, it's really hard to say because typically this time of year we are typically on a downtrend because gas demand is down. So we really will have to see, you know, if demand remains robust, we could certainly continue to see prices increase.
Absolutely. And let us go today by talking about your website. Where do we find it and what do we find once we get there?
You can go to AAA.com. You can find all kinds of information from travel, which if you're planning to travel for the spring or summer, now is time to get in touch with a travel agent and book your travel plans. And you can also find information on insurance, our membership, and our discounts and rewards program.
Again, gas prices in Michigan up 7 cents from a week ago, and drivers now paying an average of $3.37 per gallon for regular unleaded. Adrian, appreciate your time as usual. Great to have you on the program, and a great way to start a Monday morning. Have yourself a great week, and can I say great one more time? Okay, look forward to a great Monday next Monday. Have a terrific week, Adrian. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Dan.